Hey everyone, welcome to today's Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. My name is Nate Carter, and today we're going to dig into a parable of Jesus that's probably one of the most familiar ones you've heard. But as I read it to you, I want to encourage you not to kind of let your eyes glaze over, because we're going to focus on a different part than probably perhaps you've focused on before. So take a listen, Mark chapter 4, verse 3. Jesus says, "Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some of the seed fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Other seed fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants, so they produced no grain. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they sprouted, grew, and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted." Now, if you read further into the chapter, Jesus explains the meaning of the parable. I won't take the time right now to do it, but I encourage you to do so you can understand what the meaning is. Now, one of the typical things that we do with a parable like this is, you know, at Sunday school class, I can remember them saying, "Now, which kind of soil are you? Or which kind of soil do you tend to be?" And you kind of analyze yourself and figure out. And that's not what I'm going to do here. I've been dealing with someone in my life recently that is someone that I've poured into spiritually, probably more than almost anyone else in my life. And I've been really discouraged recently because this person, as it turns out, is the one that didn't have deep roots, and the hot sun has caused the person's faith to die, to wilt and to die. And this is someone that I've been beside, I've walked through, we've had hard conversations, I've encouraged, and over again has decided to walk away from the faith, and that's where this person is now. And it's discouraging to me, and perhaps I take it too personally, but the hot sun of culture and of desire has lured this person away over and over again, because they refuse to put their roots deeply into God's truth, into God's word. But here's the thing, and here's what I want to focus on, that perhaps we don't focus on nearly as much. We focus on the four different kinds of soil, but we forget to focus on the very first thing that Jesus said. What's the constant in this? What's the constant in this parable? It's the farmer. The farmer is consistently throwing out seed. The farmer is not being so conscientious to just plant the seed in the places that he's sure that the seed will grow well. He's just walking and casting out seed wherever he goes, because he wants to see growth wherever it's possible. And he's not taking responsibility for the fact, for whether or not the seed decides to grow, but rather is just throwing out seed. I want to be that kind of a person. I want to be the kind of farmer who's not so worried, that's not so wrapped up in that discouragement that I just described to you, that, oh no, the seed that I planted didn't have deep roots and didn't grow, so maybe I'll stop throwing out seed. That's exactly what Satan wants. Now, I'll contrast that with something that just happened recently. I met someone new in worship, and was just getting to know them, and turns out that this was someone who was invited by another person in our congregation. This is someone who is now under the teaching of God's word and worshiping among God's people, because there was a farmer out there who just decided to cast some seed and see what could happen. And I know the person that invited him, and this person is someone who's just constantly throwing out seed because he wants to see growth. And turns out that he's seeing the kind of growth that's 30, 60, and even 100 times as much has been planted. Friends, we're all farmers. We all have seed that has been entrusted to us. And I take this probably as much as any of you would, because I need to be encouraged to continually throw out that seed. So let's go, let's spread the seed of the gospel and allow God to take care of the growth. As we finish today, I want to remind you men that the No Regrets Conference is coming up this Saturday. don't miss it. This is something, I don't think I've missed a single no regrets conference ever since I came here to Wisconsin. It's something I put on my calendar a year ahead because it's the one thing of the year that provides an infusion of growth in my spiritual life more than anything else. And it just costs you half a day. So join us for that this Saturday, February 4th. Hope to see you there. For everyone else, have a great rest of your day. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.